Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second podcast of 2006. This is Loser Town Today. I'm Steven, and actually, I'm the only one here today. Steve and Yes Man took Chihui out to see the playoff games. They wanted to show him what it's like to be in a bar, I guess, and watch football games. And I've actually got the game in the background on. And it looks like it's going to be a Pittsburgh-Seattle Super Bowl, which I think will be pretty exciting. Anyway, I bet you're all surprised that it's only been 1 week since the last podcast. This is kind of a special edition podcast. I just wanted to talk about the state of poetry today. I wouldn't say I'm a big fan of poetry, but when you think about it, writing songs, you're basically writing poems when you write lyrics. And the state of modern poetry today, I think it sucks. And I'll tell you why. Now, if you study poetry, English literature, you will see all these poems. And they have meter, and they rhyme, usually. Not all the time. I wouldn't even say usually. But they definitely have meter, meaning they have a certain cadence and syllables to each line. And when you have that kind of cadence and syllables together in a repeating pattern, then the poem becomes lyrical. It's basically a song. Now, if you look at modern poetry today, it's not even what I call poetry. I mean, they're just sentences, and they put in these artificial breaks to make it look like lines in a poem, which is stupid. I mean, you could just read them out like they're just regular sentences. I mean, if you're going to write like that, why don't you just write prose? Because that's basically what it is. Modern poetry has gotten to such a state that it's not even poetry anymore. Anyway, and the reason why I'm talking about that is because we're doing kind of a side project to our upcoming CD project, which is called It's All Downhill From Here. And it deals with a lot of themes. Failure. Sadness. Death, maybe. And I'm a fan of Christina Rossetti, who is a poet in the 19th century in England. This was I guess you would call her spinster. She never married. She was engaged twice but broke it off because of religious reasons. So she was a really religious woman. And religion is a theme in her poetry, but also death. And there's something about a really religious chick who's obsessed with death. I don't know. I find it fascinating. Go ahead and look up her works. You can find a lot of her works on the Project Gutenberg website. So our little side project is to take these Christina Rossetti poems. And if you might remember that in our last CD, we did a song called Uphill, which is based on the Christina Rossetti poem of the same title. Well, with this little side project, we're writing songs that actually use the poems. We're trying not to alter them. Sometimes you kind of have to so that they fit in a song structure, but we're trying to use the poem as is. And the first poem we used is called Weary and Well Doing, and we wrote a song using that. Let me just quickly read you the poem. I would have gone, God bade me stay. I would have worked, God bade me rest. He broke my will from day to day. He read my yearnings unexpressed and said them nay. Now I would stay, God bids me go. Now I would rest, God bids me work. He breaks my heart, tossed to and fro. My soul is wrung with doubts that lurk and vex it so. I go, Lord, where thou sendest me. Day after day I plod and moil. But Christ, my God, when will it be that I may let alone my toil and rest with thee That's the poem. Oh, by the way, moil, and I had to look this up. Moil means to work hard. I don't think anybody ever uses that word anymore. But there you have it. And we changed it just a little bit. We added a line at the bottom just so that the song could end. Otherwise, it kind of hangs there. We added a line repeating, basically, when will it be that I may rest with thee? So anyway, that's what we're doing. It's a little side project. You think of it as a bonus companion CD to our the CD that we're working on now, simply because, one, I'm a big fan of Christina Rossetti, and two, a lot of her themes in her poetry resonate with this CD that we're doing now. So anyway, let me just cue this up and have a listen.
I would have gone, God made me stay.
Okay, there you have it. That was Weary and Well Doing. The lyrics are taken from the poem by Christina Rossetti. And Weary and Well Doing is a phrase in the Bible. Galatians, is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. But you can look that up as well. And that was Steve doing the backup singing in his Neil Young impersonation, I guess that's what he always likes to call it. So I hope you enjoyed that. We will be posting that, actually, in a higher bitrate MP3 on download.com. So that's it for this week. And we'll probably be back in the usual two-week interval. Wish everybody a happy Chinese New Year, and see you later.